This is a psychiatric evaluation. Patient name is Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E. Last name is Barnett. B as in boy, A-R-N-E-T-T. Date of birth is 6-23-1929. Referred by Dr. Clark. Date is 1-24-2013. Examiner H. Singh, M.D. Chief Complaints, Psychiatric Evaluation Request for Management of Dementia and Increased Depression. History present illness. I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. Patient has been a resident of this facility since 8-11. She has been evaluated by nurse practitioner and Dr. Khan from our service. Last visit was on 10-6-12. Patient's mood was reported to be stable. Staff reports significant increase in patient's depression. I spoke to patient's daughter Jody, who also reports that her mother has been eating poorly and not very talkative and very quiet and withdrawn. Patient gets resistant to come out of room when the daughter tries to move her around in her wheelchair. Patient gets irritable when I start asking questions regarding her history. Daughter suspects that mother might have been depressed previously once post father's death and would not answer phones. Patient, however, has been reported to be a loner most of her life. A medical history. A history of diabetes, hypertension, osteoporosis, dementia, peripheral vascular disease, neuropathy, anemia. History of bilateral cataract removal, appendectomy, hysterectomy, hemorrhoidectomy, history of polypectomy. Patient was recently treated for UTI with macrobid. Daughter reports some improvement in mood yesterday when daughter came to see her. Psychiatric history, dementia, depression, drug, alcohol history not known, family social history. Patient is a widowed. She has a daughter and a son. Her daughter is very supportive and visits patient on regular basis and brings food. However, our patient continues to complain of quote, not liking the food here, unquote. Patient got somewhat irritable when I asked her about her son and did not want to share any personal, did not want to share any information about her family. Current medications. Lantus, insulin, glargine, G-L-A-R-G-I-N-E, mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram QHS, ferrosulfate, multivitamin, vitamin D3, amlodipine, aspirin, benazepril, B-E-N-A-Z-E-P-R-I-L, clopidogrel, losartan, namenda, 5 milligram QD, calcium with vitamin D, metformin, senna, tramadol, heranicep, hydrochlorothiazide. Patient is allergic to silk tape, percentine, thalidomide, dipyridamol, adenosine per chart. Next paragraph, for mental status examination, physical appearance. Appropriately dressed, motor movements with a normal demeanor, somewhat resistant, gets irritable, level of consciousness alert, orientation to self, could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, speech clear, thought processes, confused mood, somewhat dysphoric, irritable, suicidal harm, self-ideation, denied, delusions, non-reported, hallucinations, non-insight judgment, poor memory cognition, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, diagnosis, Alzheimer's disease 331.0, number 2, dementia with depression 290.21, access 2, deferred access 3, diabetes, hypertension, osteoporosis, recent UTI, neuropathy, degenerative joint disease, coronary artery disease, anemia. Access 4, moderately severe stressors, access 5, GAF is 35, discussion of the recommendations, ongoing follow-up with attending physicians and medical management. I discussed with patient's daughter extensively regarding pharmacological interventions as well as non-pharmacological interventions to improve her mood. Daughter verbally consented to increase in Remeron to 15 milligram QHS with the hope of Remeron stimulating patient's appetite as well as mood. Daughter recognizes that medication is not going to be able to change patient's personality, which is that she's generally very quiet, not very social, and has always been a loner. We'll follow with you, psychiatric consultant, HCMD data, clinical consultant, HCMD data, 1/24/2013.